What's the best thing you could do with Katie Price's autobiography? Yes, shred it. If lawyers are listening, it was only a joke. Well, if you did shred anything, you could go to a new exhibition by an Estover artist, Scott Daniels. Scott is asking the audience to create and destroy as part of an exhibition. Good morning to you, Scott.
Good morning.
If you were to destroy or shred anybody's book in particular, whose would it be?
Well, I was quite delighted to find Katie Price's amongst the car boot sales. So
were you really? Has it already reached the car boot sales?
It has definitely, yeah,
in
numerous
why.
Quantities, yeah.
I was going to say, don't mess around with my scripts. I don't use scripts. But you use recycling paper in a good way, I suppose, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
So what exactly do you do with this paper?
Well, I've built a special shredding machine, and it's actually operated by people coming together and cooperating within the space.
Is it called a shredder-a-thron or something like that?
I'd just call it a shredder piece.
Okay.
Just a utilitarian term. Or
so you've built, you've built a shredding machine.
That's right.
Did you have to get permission from health and safety for this? Or?
Technically, yes, but as artists, you tend to have a bit of creative license within that, and it's all perfectly safe anyway.
So does this enable you, on a serious note, to shred masses of paper at any one time, or books?
It does, but the process is still quite limited. It requires myself and a team of keen volunteers to actually take the pages from the book and stick them onto a roll of paper.
May I ask? It's rather pertinent, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you live on your own? Do you live with family? Or
I live with my mum at the moment.
No, this is the great thing. I'm not having that shredder in this house. I bet you've had all that, haven't you?
Kind of, yeah.
Morning, mum. So this machine shreds the paper.
That's right.
And then how do you use it for art?
Well, a fan is built into the machine, and part of the concept is that it makes a huge amount of mess in the space that the people that enter the space are responsible for.
And this is where Mum comes in again.
Yeah, she comes in and sweeps up for me on a regular basis. Yeah, that's right.
Good old Mum. Okay.
And then I've provided some sample bags, and they're little grip seal bags that people can use to sample the fragments of shredded biography and then reuse them at home to recreate their own random biographies, as I call them.
Wow.
Or poems or short stories, whatever they can make with the random words.
So the shreds aren't maybe as fine as we get in the shredders that we can buy in our stationery store.
They are exactly.
Are they?
Yeah, it's a cross-cut shredder.
But I just need a word with my, what was that bag you mentioned?
A sample bag.
I just need a word with my producer. That's nothing to do with the problem that you had recently. No. So you get the words, and then you form other works from discarded works, if you like.
That's correct.
What have you come up with then?
Well, I did manage to come up with one in the studio, but I'm not sure which biography it came from. It wasn't exactly readable on radio, some of the words.
Oh, really?
Together, yeah.
Someone playing a little joke on you there,
exactly,
maybe.
Exactly, yeah.
So you're putting on this exhibition, and you want the audience that come along to get involved.
That's right.
Okay. Where is this? When?
It's at the Viewpoint Gallery at the Plymouth College of Art between the 9th of November, Monday, and the 5th of December.
Okay. And on a daily basis, are you doing this where people can mix and match with their words? I suppose that's what it is, isn't
That's
it?
Correct. Yeah, it's a self-automated process, really. So it's all down to the people coming in and participating.
What's your day job, Scott?
Well, I actually make crisps in a local crisp manufacturer.
You make crisps?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Mention the name of the company, it's okay.
It's Burt's Potato Chips.
You work for Burt's Potatoes, yeah. Are you on any particular flavour? Or?
Well, we tend to make different flavours each weekend.
Yeah.
So we normally produce export.
So are you looking for some crisp newspapers?
Well, actually, I've produced a series of special edition packets with the permission of my bosses.
Have you? And you haven't brought one along, have you?
I haven't, I'm afraid, Gordon.
Bye,
I'm very
then.
Sorry.
Good luck with it all. Where do you think this will take you? Because this is a unique idea, I think.
Yeah, well, hopefully to other exhibitions, basically, across the country.
Do you think you'll make your millions?
Hopefully in the long run, but it's... it's one of those kind of things where I've got to really build on it and develop my practice a lot further. So hopefully. But I'm grateful for the support I've got from Plymouth College, obviously.
Yeah. So, well, good luck with it all. Do you get complaints from neighbours when the fan's on?
It can get quite
yeah, yeah. They're very good. Lovely to meet you, Scott.
And you, Gordon.
Good on you, you know, for being creative and coming up with a novel idea. It's a great thing. Hope we get a lot of people along. Nice to meet you this morning. Scott Daniels with us today on BBC Radio Devon.